The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Brian Wilson and Larry O'Connor in the house. Join us on the line right now. You see her on CNN. Amanda Carpenter here to help us decipher what happened with all the primary results last night. Amanda, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
You know, the way it's been characterized in many reports that we've heard is this was a win for Hillary Clinton. But I'm looking at the numbers, and I'm hard-pressed to look at what happened and call it a clear-cut victory for Hillary.
Well, they're both walking away with delegates, and this has kind of been the theme of the primary election on the Democratic side, is that Hillary is winning in the delegates, but Bernie, he's got a lot of fight. Did you see that rally in California he had last night? Thousands and thousands of people. He still has all the energy in this race, and so while she is technically on pace to get the delegates, it looks like Bernie has a lot of the movement, the excitement, and Hillary just hasn't been able to create any of that in her primary. And so I'm very curious, if she does get the nomination without having any of this energy, how it's going to match up against Donald Trump.
Bernie cleaned her clock in Oregon, and she won the vote in Kentucky by a rounding error, basically. They split the delegates in that state. How can I put this? are the people who are voting for Bernie Sanders, are they voting for him because they really love what he stands for or even know what he stands for? Or are they voting as a protest against Hillary Clinton, a candidate that most polls suggest people just don't like?
I think it's a combination of both. With Bernie Sanders, you have a lot of disappointed, progressive Obama Democrats with a good, healthy dose of those people we saw camped out at Occupy Wall Street. I mean, these are grassroots folks. They're angry. They're not happy with Hillary Clinton. And the longer this goes on, you know, I do think their party will be unified in the end. But, man, Bernie is not going down without a fight. I mean, he is really ratcheting up the rhetoric against Hillary as it continues. A lot of the Clinton Democrats are getting visibly frustrated, angry with Bernie Sanders because he is, you know, ratcheting up the rhetoric even though he doesn't have a clear path to the nomination. And you can kind of see them. They've been trying to really hard to keep a clamp on this, to say, okay, Bernie, you know, good job. We're going to be unified in the end. But now they're starting to get downright angry.
Well, I mean,
because Clinton can't put him away.
Well, and that's true. And the Sanders people, the people who are, as you say, very excited about supporting Bernie Sanders, they're enthusiastic supporters. They're very frustrated because they feel like the fix is in and the system is working against them and it's not fair. And some of that spilled over, I think, in Nevada at the state convention.
Yep.
And there's some concern now that those Democrats who support Bernie Sanders may go to Philadelphia and they may really cause some problems for the Hillary coronation.
We're seeing kind of the problem that we saw with Donald Trump for a time. And I think this is something that's a little dangerous. Listen, I'm a pretty rock-rip conservative, and I'm ready to rail against the establishment. But, man, if you're going to say the system is rigged and things are corrupt, you better have clear-cut examples that you can point to prove it. And I fear that this rhetoric is kind of thrown around now willy-nilly, saying the system is rigged, it's unfair, and this is getting people really hot. Tensions are running high because people are really invested in this process. More people are engaged than ever. We see, you know, in the ratings and voter turnout, all these things. And so I think Sanders has a responsibility. If you're going to say things are rigged, you have to point to very clear examples, because otherwise people you know, it's not his fault that people are throwing chairs and making threats against, party people.
Yeah.
But he has to lead them in the right direction. With his speeches, he's not going anywhere. It's all over the place. I don't know what he's trying to get out of his campaign. Listen, if he's not going to get the nomination, he has to have an exit plan. He's probably not going to be a cabinet secretary.
No, I don't
what
think so.
What does he want to get? He's losing leverage, as Donald Trump would say, the more he continues to make the Clinton people angry. And I think they could very easily work this out, but I'm not sure he's worked it out in his head.
Amanda Carpenters, I guess she's a contributor on CNN and also a big-time voice over there at conservativereview.com. And Amanda, you're a millennial woman, so you know a little bit about millennials and women and how they might vote. And I wonder if Hillary Clinton, her proclamation on Monday, let me play it for you.
My husband, who I'm going to put in charge of revitalizing the economy, because, you know, he knows how to do it. And
How do millennial women accept that message? You know, I'm going to let my husband take care of the finances here, because
I found it unreal that she would do that. Listen, Donald Trump's number one issues are economy, jobs, and manufacturing. If Hillary Clinton says, hey, I'm going to outsource that to my husband and not go toe-to-toe with Trump on these issues, it looks terrible. I can't believe that she would cede these issues to the first man or whatever she would want to call him.
The first husband. And given the fact that all of the young vote and millennial vote are so empowered behind Bernie right now, doesn't this fall, it's just completely tone deaf about what a modern day feminist would want to hear.
Completely. And I think it's, you know, Hillary's strategy with Trump, it seems like she wants to just avoid him. I think the Democrats are feeling a little arrogant and saying, oh, he's doing so poorly with women, he's going to tank. Hillary doesn't have to go toe to toe with him. No, no, no. I think the Republicans tried that, didn't they? Donald Trump lives on the airwaves. This cycle, I don't think super PAC matter. Yeah. I don't think surrogates really matter. I think the principle matters. Donald Trump has made himself available at all times to great effect. Hillary Clinton can't roll out Paul Begala and her surrogates to do the dirty work for her. She has to go toe-to-toe with Donald Trump on the air, in public, on the women's issue, and especially on the economy.
And finally, in about the 30 seconds we have left, on the Republican side of the equation, Donald Trump did okay. He picked up some more delegates. He's getting closer and closer to clinching. And it seems that the party is starting to surround ranks around Donald Trump, and that there may well be unity by the time we get to the convention.
There may be unity in name only. Is there a word for that? You know, thinking of Rhino. I'm not sure there's strength. I'm not sure there's enthusiasm. Donald Trump, listen, he got to where he is creating new coalitions. He did it his own way. Whatever this looks like at the convention is not going to look like the party of years past. He's going to do it his way. So there will be unity. But I am worried that you're not going to see the enthusiasm. And maybe he'll fix that with a fantastic vice presidential pick like McCain did. But I think he's going to go Gingrich and be a little boring.
All right. We got to leave it there.
All right. Amanda Carpenter, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
As always.